Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest. Yeah. This is the show that connects the confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the action you take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. I deliver it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your bank account and anything I feel would benefit you. And Let me remind you, if you have any financial-related questions, I am a consumer advocate looking out for you. Reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save the number on your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. It is National Animal Crackers Day. Do you remember those little boxes? They had those little zoo things on the side of them. That's what I'm thinking of. Although the animal cookies, these are animal crackers. The animal cookies are covered, icing covered ones. I can go for some of those as well. Checking out the markets today. 180 yesterday, down 150 today. Oil at 44 cents a barrel as we speak right now. And the U.S. Treasury at 2.179. That's good news for the mortgage market if you're thinking about buying or selling a new house. If you're thinking about refinancing, we're going to talk about the idea of getting rid of that FHA loan. Do I have something against FHA loans? No, absolutely not. I think it's a great product for the right person. The idea is get rid of it as quickly as you can. So we'll chat about that concept as well. We did see this morning, for the number here, the housing starts to decline 7% from February, the annual rate of $1,215,000, below the consensus of $1,260,000. Building permits were a little higher than expected. March industrial production rose 0.5% from February, matching the consensus. And that's some of the economic numbers out there on the street. Take a look. The Dow Jones, you have to understand, looking at the Dow Jones industrial average, and I shared with you that it's down about 150-some points, 154 points as we speak. It's a weighted average of 30 stocks. Goldman Sachs, just them alone, are responsible because of their earnings issue. They're responsible for roughly 50 points of that Dow drop by itself. So you got to always look deeper into the numbers. The S&P 500 is a larger gauge of what the market is doing, down 12 points right now. NASDAQ down 24 points. So all markets under pressure a little bit this morning on this 18th day of April, which we also call Tax Day this year because of Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C. We've got yesterday off, so today would be today. Have you filed your taxes yet? Well, we're going to talk about, let's do it right now. We'll talk about some ways to spend your tax refund, top ways to spend your tax refund. Tax season is a time of high stress for many Americans. It's also a time when some Americans received an unexpected windfall in the form of a tax refund. According to the IRS, the average tax refund is $1,120, and almost 83% of all Americans' returns result in a refund. While your tax refund may feel like a gift, it's important to remember that you earned that money just like you did your paychecks. With that in mind, it's a good idea to treat it like your other income. This includes a plan for the best way to use it. So here's a few scenarios. Crunch some numbers to help you determine the smartest way to use your tax refund. In order to come up with estimates for how to use your tax refund, we looked at data relevant to the average amount. We use national data on median income, median home value, average credit card debt, average student loan debt. We also considered data on average investment account returns and average savings account returns. Using that data, we explored how your overall financial picture would be impacted by using that tax refund in five different ways. To do so, we used the average tax refund, $3,120. Your return may or be more or less than that amount, regardless of the size of your refund. We hope this provides you some good options. Pay off credit card debt. The average American has about $2,800 in credit card debt, according to the New York Federal Reserve. Average rate for that debt is almost 15.5%. Given that fact, using reach funds to pay off credit card debt will likely be the best option for most people. We're going to go into the analysis. I think we'll save this for a little bit later in the broadcast today. We're going to go into that. I'm going to mention to you, though, being in this day, the IRS hired private debt collectors to chase down the debts they have not collected. Uncle Sam needs some help collecting unpaid taxes, so the Internal Revenue Service now will use private company taxes to grow a backlog of debt. The IRS announced earlier this month that it's hired four debt collection agencies to round up outstanding payments from taxpayers who've been contacted numerous times and still haven't paid. The new private debt collection program is starting off, like everything at the government, slowly. At first, just a few hundred taxpayers a week will receive mailings and subsequent phone calls. That'll grow to thousands of people a week later in the spring and summer. The debt collectors won't simply call people out of the blue. Taxpayers with overdue tax bills will always receive several collection notices from the IRS through the mail, not emails. That's done before the accounts are turned over to the private collectors. The collection agencies will then send a letter of their own informing the taxpayer that the account has been transferred to them. Companies must clearly identify themselves as working for the IRS in all communications. The IRS is taking steps throughout this to ensure that private collection firms work responsibly. Yeah, right. Yeah, the IRS, it will not assign accounts to private collection agencies involving certain types of minors, those in combat zones, victims of tax-related identity theft, accounts that are subject to installment agreements, or classified as an innocent spouse case. These collectors are going to get 25% for collecting taxpayer money. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for scammers. I think we'll find that very early on. The Federal Trade Commission told NBC News it plans to update its warnings about IRS imposter scammers because of the new debt collection program. There are still some simple ways to tell if the call is legitimate debt or a fraudster. It's a scam if the caller is very aggressive or threatens in any way with arrest or someone coming to your house. Yeah, right. Tries to pressure you to make immediate payment, ask for your credit debit card information, request payment via gift cards, including Amazon and iTunes. That's the only one that's probably legit on that whole list. The collection companies will do every one of the other items on there, even though they're being told that they shouldn't, couldn't, or are not supposed to, according to the IRS. Just a bit of warning because the fraud is on the horizon. Talking about on the horizon, University of Wisconsin is going to be putting tampons in men's bathrooms. Figure that one out. You just can't make this stuff up. So the university is saying that they can't even call them tampons. They're going to be changing the name because it was something that was in the women's rooms. But because of gender neutrality, they've got to change the name to menstrual products. You don't know who's using what bathroom. So there is the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Think about that one if you want to send your kids there. That's what they'll be looking forward to. That's what you'll be paying your money for. Just a thought. McDonald's, they're going to be the first that will roll it out. I know we've already talked about this. Starbucks did it very, very successfully. I love the Starbucks app. Put in what you want to drink. You don't have to talk to the person at the counter. Not that I don't like talking to the people at the counter, but you don't need to. You go right up to the end of the line, or to the front of the line, and pick up your drink. Enough. Well, what has that got to do with business and the lunatics on the left? Well, here's the answer, because we knew it was coming here. They are now we're looking at McDonald's will be the next one. 4,000 domestic restaurants by the end of the fourth quarter of the current year will be installing digital ordering kiosks. Digital ordering kiosks. Wendy's is close on its own to roll it out. Burger King, Jack in the Box are doing the same thing. What does that mean for you? Why am I bringing that up? Well, guess what? That's how they're going to be dealing with the $15 an hour minimum wage. Right. Remember we told you what ends up happening hiring is the young people who need those jobs, who are learning those jobs, are going to get stiffed in the long run. But Bernie Sanders and Laya Wada, Elizabeth Warren, don't understand economics, so they can't figure these things out. They don't understand that that was what was going to happen. From the very first we've been talking about this, that'll be the case. And now we're seeing it. You see, you don't have to pay those little kiosks $15 an hour. Get rid of employees. Get rid of the entry-level worker. That's not good for us, but businesses have to do what they have to do to maintain a profit. That's how they stay in business. So you get these people that say, okay, well, we're going to force business to do what they cannot afford to do or don't want to do. They will find an alternative solution, which is just what's happening. People being laid off, the young people who are there to learn how to get a work ethic, to learn early. Of the rest of the loom, saying, you got to have a $15 minimum wage. Solve, problem solved. It's amazing how we continue to do these same stupid things and think the government can solve problems. Business, see those 435 people in Washington, they think they're smarter than everybody else. All the rest of the Americans together, and they will certainly win every single time. You are the Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, U.S. housing market continues the move into buy territory. How refinancing a mortgage can affect your credit. Should you refinance your home loan? We're going to continue our conversation with top ways to spend your tax refund to better your financial situation. Got a lot to cover today. You can reach any time. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Facebook.com. We're live streaming on Facebook. If you have comments or questions, go to Ron Siegel on Facebook and hit comment right there. You can comment or question. We are monitoring that during the broadcast. You can connect with us on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. Need some trusted guidance. That message, and as your consumer advocate, I deliver every day on Ron Siegel Radio Time at 800-306-1990 in the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that mortgage, any mortgage, Gold Star programs and the process is great for you. FHA loans, VA loans, USDA, conventional forming, jumbos, asset depletion, cross-collateralization, hypothecation. You may not even have heard of some of these different programs, but they've got them. Down payment assistance, all of it. Give us a call at 806-1990. I'll put you in touch with the right people over at Gold Star. And financing a mortgage can affect credit when you're interested in reducing mortgage rate, lowering your monthly mortgage payments, refinancing to solve some of your problems. While you're through the process of refinancing, you may forget to consider how it could affect your credit score. Here's a few things you should take into account before setting out to get a better deal on your home loan. Number one, your lender is going to check your credit report. They have to. If you apply for a refinance loan, your lender will check your credit score and your credit report. Having a lender review your credit information will trigger what's called a hard inquiry. New credit inquiries show up on your credit report and account for 10% of your FICO score. Each new inquiry can knock your credit down a few points from your score. Not a huge amount. Think about this, though. Again, it's something that maybe it's because people feel that that's the one item they have control over. That's the one they worry about the most. Credit scores range from like 300 to 850. When you talk about this affecting your score 10%, that's like 550-point spread, 350. So you can get 55 points. If you take your score from 850 to 795, you've still got a great score. And to get it all the way down, you lose all those 10%. They're talking about having, you know, 10 or 12 checks in different industries throughout the year spread out. So don't spend a huge amount of time for that. Generally, if you're rate switching, 14 to 45-day window, I like the 3-day window, multiples will show up as a single inquiry on your credit. On the other hand, if you're several months applying for different loans, multiple inquiries will appear on your credit, and your credit score may drop by that up to 55 points. Tapping your home equity could negatively affect your score. If you've built up equity in your home, you might want to tap into it to complete some much needed repairs or tackle large-scale renovation. By getting a home equity loan or a home equity line of credit, you'll be increasing your debt load. 30% of your FICO score depends on how much debt you owe. If you take on more debt, you increase your credit utilization ratio. Having a high debt-to-credit ratio can hurt your credit score and make you look like a rich borrower. With that, understand that number one, you can talk to our friend Chris Morales. He can help with that renovation work and does not have as much effect on your credit score because they use the base loan. There are pros and cons to the base loan. And I say always, always do your homework when looking at any construction work. Your home gets multiple bids. Find out what you need, what you don't need. But Chris can do some good things for you. Just a thought right there. Now, the other item is think about probably doing the debt consolidation loan. Now, a lot of folks will tell you that that's cause a problem, but I'm going to tell you right now that in many instances, within 2 to 3 months of doing a debt consolidation loan, you should see an increase in your scores. Well, because you keep your credit cards open, but the utilization is dropping, and they're getting an indication that, hey, they're paying. Just a thought for you. So I'm not a big one that worries about the idea of tapping into your home. It's your household blended interest rate. If you're tapping into your home equity to buy a car or a boat or go on vacation, not a good idea. Tapping into your home equity to improve your financial situation. And again, don't go buy a big vacation on a credit card and then tap into home equity and say, hey, Ron said to tap into the home equity to pay off the credit card. No, that's foolish. But if you've been accumulating some debt over time, I see this a lot in divorce cases, and I see this a lot when the economy turns down. People end up, unfortunately, needing to live off of their credit cards. They do that. Well, let's solve that problem, though. Closing out your old mortgage loan could work against you. When you refinance a mortgage, you're essentially paying off your existing home loan with a new one. When it comes to your credit score, the age of your accounts matter. In fact, 15% of your FICO credit score is based on the length of your credit history. Again, this is what they put in these different reports that I kind of challenge. I'm not sure I agree with this completely. When you're paying off your old mortgage debt, your old loan, you're showing on there a history of taking credit, using credit, paying it back. Then when you're on the new debt, yes, you do have that inquiry. And probably for the first 3 or 4 months, they're seeing that you pay a null effect on your credit score. Once you start showing that you're paying that on time and you've got a six-month history of on-time payments, well, you're in the same place you were before. You've got a mortgage that you used, paid off. Now you've got a new one that you took out. You're demonstrating an ability to pay. Good stuff. Paying either mortgage loan late could spell disaster. Refinancing a mortgage does take time. And until you signed off on your new loan, you still have to keep up the payments on your existing loan. Making a late mortgage payment can damage your credit score. Remember what we talked about last week. There is no such thing as being one day late on a mortgage. You're either late or you're not late. Now, when they report, they're talking about 30 days late. So if you say, well, my payment's not due until the 15th, well, that area right there, that's your first mistake. There are payments not due on the 15th. Your mortgage payment is on the first of the month. They give you a grace period until the 15th. Late on the 16th. It's not a day late on the 16th. At that point, it is 16 days later, 15 days late, because it was due on the first. Now, once you get to the end of the month, now you're 30 days late. That's when you start seeing big hits to your credit score. And if you get to the dreaded 90-day late, that's going to really hurt you. The bottom line, refinancing can save you money. That is a good thing if you can reduce your mortgage rate. But it's important to understand what that has to do with your overall financial package, your overall financial picture. You need to do that on everything you do. That's why it is very important. Even though I lead a lending team, and I do, it is a vested interest in saying this, I am not a fan of the online mortgage services. You need great advice. It would be like going online and saying, I've got a really bad knee and I need a knee replacement. I can go online and find out how to replace it. Would not have good results by doing that. I could do it, but I'm not going to have the best results in the world. The same thing is the online mortgage services. Yeah, you can do it, but you're not going to get your best results from it. Because number one, you need to be talking to somebody. You need them to understand your complete situation. You can answer, you can put your income in. That's easy. Anybody can do that. A moron can put income into a field on a computer. But are you putting it right in? Are you looking further into the tax return to see what be recovered from there to help your income? Are you putting together a game plan? I'm consulting with somebody right now. And we've been going through this process with her for almost a year. And she had a very, very ugly break. She bought a house with a significant other. They weren't married. They had an ugly breakup. And he took off, leaving her with all the debt. Well, we put together a game plan to help her out. So now what's that look like? Well, we ended up having to get a private money loan for her to pay off all of her debt and pay off a second mortgage that was on the property. Took care of that. Step was to get a refinance of the first mortgage to get his name and subordinate the private money loan. Now we're doing that to get her credit scores up. And then what we'll do is we'll do a combined loan. And all this has taken about 9 months. Do you think they're going to kind of assess when you go online? No, they're a stop. Let's get it in. Let's get it done. Let's get it over with. Let's move on to the next one. Because that's how they make their money, by doing many, many loans, not by helping an individual in what I deem to be the right way, to be that trusted advisor for life. That's what I think is the right way to do these things. Every other part of your financial picture, you have a trusted advisor. When you're looking at your portfolio, when you're looking at real estate, you should have a trusted advisor. When you're dealing with your taxes, as we talk about here on tax day, you should have a trusted advisor helping you with your taxes. Well, how different is your largest debt? Think about that concept. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your finance and financial markets. When we come back, the U.S. housing market continues to move into big buy territory. So we're going to chat about that. We're going to also talk about where should you spend your tax refund. And should you refinance your FHA loan into a regular loan? Got a lot to chat about. Remember to reach us anytime. Call our offer number 306-1990-800-306-1990 or ronsiegel.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. On Twitter at Ron Siegel. And on YouTube, Ron Siegel 1. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions, as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and is your certificate. I will be delivered every day on Ron Siegel Radio, or anytime, at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment, I'm sorry, the Mortgage Minute, being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. The U.S. housing market. That is the subject. The move into buy territory is our discussion this morning. U.S. housing market continues the move into buy territory. According to the Baracha, Hardin, and Johnson Buy versus Rent PH&J Index, using U.S. housing market has continued to move deeper into buy territory, supporting the belief that housing markets across the country remain a sound investment. The BH&J Index, a quarterly report, attempts to answer the question, in today's housing market, is it better to rent or home? The index examines the entire U.S. housing market and then isolates 23 major cities for comparison. The researchers measure the relationship between purchasing property and building wealth through a buildup in equity versus renting a comparable property and investing in a portfolio of stocks and bonds. While most of the metropolitan markets examined moved further by territory, 15 of the 23 markets, like Dallas, Denver, and Houston, are currently deep into rent territory. In these three markets, it is estimated that renting will top ownership 7 out of 10 times. Due to a lack of inventory, home prices in Dallas, Denver, and Houston areas have increased. Home prices have increased by 13%, 11.4%, and 7.3%, respectively. Home prices will begin to return to more normal levels once residents realize that renting is not the best option, therefore bringing affordability back as well. The bottom line is that the country is strongly in buy territory. It don't make sense socially and financially, as rents are going to increase substantially this year. Protect yourself from rising rents by locking in your housing costs with a mortgage payment now. So we talked about that one in the past, that you really have to be looking at that mortgage payment. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. If you are 62 years of age or older, you've got equity in your property, maybe in your property, and want to get a reverse mortgage or sell that one in order to buy in a different area with no mortgage for the remainder of your life, that is an option. Check it out. AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So we were talking earlier in the broadcast about some ways to spend your tax refund to better your financial situation. We chatted about the idea of the average person getting $3,121 as a tax refund, and the average American has $100 in credit card debt, according to the New York Federal Reserve. Now, we've seen other researches or surveys in other areas saying people $15,000 in credit card debt. The average interest rate for that debt is almost 15.5%, according to the New York Federal Reserve. Given that return to pay off credit card debt is a very good option for most people. And here's why. If the average American wanted to pay $2,800 in credit card debt by only making the minimum monthly payments 2% of the balance or $25, it's estimated that it would take over 15 years to pay off on average. It would also cost around $3,307 in extra interest payments. That's 118% more than the original loan, which is basically what a credit card is doing, loaning you money. If you have good credit with a lower annual percentage rate, say around 10%, the math is similar. By putting an entire tax refund, that $3,120 average toward the average credit card balance, you can knock out that entire debt. This allows you to put the money you were paying each month toward saving or investing for later. Plus, paying off credit card debt early has benefits besides interest payments. If you only make the minimum payments, you may end up with a high debt-to-income ratio. We spoke about that earlier. And if you consistently have a high debt-to-income ratio, it curbs your credit score. They may not qualify for the best interest rates when it comes time to apply for a mortgage or buy a car. For those whose credit card debt exceeds the amount of your tax refund, you're going to have to decide which credit card debt to pay down. If you're looking to save the most money in the long term, it could be a good idea to pay the one with the highest interest rate first. Then for the rest of the debt, depending upon your circumstance, it may make sense to use a balance transfer credit card. This would give you a limited time to pay off your credit card debt interest-free. Most important, make sure you pay it off during that time to avoid even more debt. Now, if you're thinking about buying a house, they might want to redeploy that $3,100 a little different. You might want to bring all of your credit card down to 50% utilization. That would be half of your limit of the credit card. If you've got them all off the limit, down to 30% utilization across the board. I know you may be in this scenario, bringing them down like that, it's going to serve you better in the long run. For retirement, after paying off your credit card debt, or if you don't have any to worry about, your best bet is probably to make a tax return into some sort of a retirement plan. No, an IRA, not a SEP. If you make less than a certain amount, they always love to talk about these IRAs. Call our friend Al Manfrey. Call Brett Barber. They've both got programs that are better than the IRA and the 401k for you. The average American household makes $55,775 a year, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. There are other ways of putting this to work, making these things work for you. Set up an emergency fund. Here's what I like to do with an emergency fund. Put it into a Roth IRA. If you put that emergency fund in a Roth IRA, it's going to grow. And again, you have to talk to a tax professional, make sure you qualify. But it's going to grow in a tax-advantaged environment. You can take your original principal out of the Roth IRA when you wish. Again, talk to the tax professional. The money that it's generating, that's going to be where you're looking at tax deferral right there. You might want to pay off student loans. Americans have about $4,600 in student loan debt per capita, again, according to the New York Federal Reserve. Putting your tax refund toward paying off your student loan could be another smart choice. Mortgage payments. Again, I'm not a big fan of making your money not work for you. That's what making that extra mortgage payment is like. So be careful there, unless you're having in a place where you've got mortgage insurance, or you've got an FHA loan with the mortgage insurance premium, or private mortgage insurance. We're going to talk about that when we come back. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're going to also chat about refinancing your FHA loan into a regular loan. We'll talk about that, or a conventional loan. We'll talk about it when we come back as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect at facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, Ron, stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio with an every market, as well as opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel time at 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Conversation this morning, should you refinance your FHA loan or to a regular loan? Should you refinance your FHA loan to a regular loan? So here's the concept. Understand this much better. Mortgage refinance rates steadily creeping upward, although in the last couple of years they've gone down, but for the most part of the year or since the election, they've been going up. So if you've been toying with the idea of refinancing, now might be time to do it now rather than later. Here's the concept. If you've got an FHA loan, FHA loans in the recent years, actually, does come with mortgage insurance. You have two different types of mortgage insurance that are part of the FHA loan. One type of the mortgage insurance is the upfront mortgage insurance premium, 1.75%. In most instances, that's just added on to the loan balance. Then you've got the other portion, which is the annual mortgage insurance premium. That's 0.85 or 0.80%, and 0.85 or 0.80%, depending on various numbers. I'm going too much easier. That stays on your FHA loan for the life of the loan. Now, I am a big believer in FHA loan. Why do we use an FHA loan? Number one, or one of the reasons is it's got a 3.5% down payment. There are some payments broken with it, but 3.5% is basic down payment requirements. If you have lower credit scores there, it's got a short waiting period after bankruptcy and after foreclosure than a conventional loan. Comes with a little bit of a price. Now, the FHA loan, the interest rate on an FHA loan is generally lower than a conventional loan. But who cares? Because you're adding that extra 1.75 and you're adding the extra monthly from that annual premium of 0.85 or 0.85. So those numbers get added in, so it brings the interest rate or the payment rate, your dollars, your Benjamin Franklin rate, up higher. That's the only number that matters, the Benjamin Franklin rate. We've talked about that in the past. You need to understand that part of it. So here's the concept. When you're understanding that, when you're doing that, you use that for the right purpose. I've said this many, many times. In my opinion, there's no bad loan programs. There are bad applications of loan programs. So the FHA loan is a great loan for the right application. The thing is, you need to get out of it as quickly as possible. When will you get out of it? A couple of times. When you've got enough equity built up in the property from two different aspects. One way of building equity is appreciation in the property. So when your home, if you say you bought a home for $400,000 and your neighborhood is appreciated by 5%, now your home's worth $420,000. That gives you an extra $20,000 in equity, that appreciation. The other way you get more equity is in paying down the principal balance. So as you make your monthly payment, in the early years, very little goes toward principal, but you might make an extra payment here and there. So that's going to be helping to get you a larger equity position in your property. Once you get that equity position sufficient, then you start looking and saying, okay, what are my other options there? Options are getting out of that FHA loan and into a conventional or a high balance loan and using either no mortgage insurance if you've got to that magical 20% of your property. So no mortgage insurance. And this is where you hear private mortgage insurance. FHA loans do not have PMI. They have MIP, mortgage insurance premium. So when you get to 20%, you're not going to have any mortgage insurance. So that's going to save you money. Now, you might have a 3.5% or 4% interest rate on your FHA loan, but then you have the add-on, so it's bringing that dollar amount up versus the idea of having a quarter percent higher interest rate, but not having any mortgage insurance. So that's an option that you have there. The other side of that is also 20%. Well, maybe you're only at 85%, 90%, 95%. There are certain areas where you can look at it and say, okay, you've got enough history now, or you some of the factors that you get the FHA in the past, and you can save money. So that's why I talk to you all the time. You want to go to my services. You want to go to a mortgage banker who's going to be your partner for life. That's the whole idea of it. Give me a call, 800-390. We adopt mortgages every day. The team over at Gold Star Mortgage adopts mortgages every day for these purposes. And be sure to set your first radio preset button back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today, And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have a question to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time. Come on, Bear.
Shoot. Where would you go?
I have to go down to Aliso.
I don't need you?
No.
Hang on
one second. Don't pull that out yet.
You okay?
Yeah, that's all. I'm just trying to
call. What are you doing? Playing, just saying, should I even undo my Khan Academy thing? I could have still done it while you're maybe on the phone.
Well, who knew, Mitch? Who knew? Give me 1 second, okay, Bella? Hello, hello. Test. Test, test. Test, test, test. Mitch.
What?
See the lines along the... Are the lines... No, you can't look at your phone.
I'm looking.
The bottom left corner there.
Nothing's happening.
Nothing's moving?
Nope.
Anything moving now, Mitch?
Nope.
Very bottom?
Nope. All I see is lines.
What?
All I see is little lines.
Hello, hello?
Nope.
Hello?
Nope.
Hello, hello?
Oh, wait. Justin, wait. Hello?
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. Now I get the problem. Okay. So, give me the, hand me my cell phone.
Oh, not moving.
Hand me my cell phone. Just hand me the whole thing. Bring me the whole tripod.
I'm
moving around so I can reach it. Point a little bit to me. Right there, that's moving?
No,
hello?
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Hello, hello? Hello? Hello, hello? Hello, hello?
Don't do it.
Hello!
Nothing's working now. No, it's not.
Hello!
There you go, now it's moving.
Hello!
There you go.
Did it move a lot right there, Rich?
Yes.
Hello?
Yep.
Hello, hello? Hello?
Not smoothie, yeah, you got it.
Hello?
You're good.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
You're good?
Hello? Hello?
You trying to make a call on there or something?
No, what I'm trying to do real quick, Mitch, is record a quick video.
Are you going to start working on your car?
Shh.
Nope. It's done. I guess it doesn't want to come again.
I know what happened, son. Sorry.
Should I be done for today? And I promise I'll do 20 minutes tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ron Siegel of Ron Siegel Radio and Gold Star Mortgage right here in beautiful Southern California with your real estate tip of the day. U.S. housing market continues to move into buy territory. according to the Baracha, Hardin, and Johnson buy versus rate, BH&J index, the U.S. housing market has continued to move deeper into buy territory, supporting the belief that housing markets across the country remain a sound investment. The BH&J index is a quarterly report that attempts to answer the question, in today's housing market, is it better to rent or buy a home? The index examines the entire U.S. housing market and then isolates 23 major cities for comparison. The researchers, quote, measure the relationship between purchasing property and building wealth through a buildup in equity versus renting a comparable property and investing in a portfolio of stocks and bonds, unquote. While most of the metropolitan markets examined moved further into buy territory, 15 of the 23 markets, markets like Dallas, Denver, and Houston are currently deep into rent territory. So 15 of them are in buy territory, those three are in rent territory. In these three markets, it's estimated that renting will top home ownership 7 out of 10 times. Due to a lack of inventory, the home prices in Dallas, Denver, and Houston areas have increased by 13, 11.4, and 7%, 7.3%, respectively. Home prices in these areas will begin to return to more normal levels once residents realize that renting is not the best option, therefore bringing home affordability back as well. The bottom line, the majority of the country is strongly in buy territory. Buying a home makes sense socially and financially, as rents are predicted to increase substantially over the next year. Protect yourself from rising rents by locking in your housing costs with a mortgage payment now. If you're out shopping for a new home, here are some free tools that we have for you. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564 to start a home search with no advertising. Text HPG to 79564 for our free guide, Things to Consider When Buying a Home. And finally, to get pre-approved for a same-as-cash home loan, our Fast Pass, simply click the Apply Now button on our website, SiegelLendingTeam.com, to get started today. Again, it's Ron Siegel, Ron Siegel Radio, and Gold Star Mortgage, wishing you a beautiful day from Southern California. Okay, Mitch, you want to bring that over here now? Oh, shit. Now you tell me.
Look at the thing.
Bring it over here. Let me see. Just take the camera off. Leave the tripod there.
I don't think the thing is.
Sucks, Mitch.
Why?
Didn't work. Okay, go back over there. I gotta do it again.
Darn it. Trying to get out of here in my car. I mean, it's done.
I asked you three times if it was working. See it working now?
No.
Hello?
Yep.
Mitch?
What?
One sec. We've done about 3 minutes.
Well, you know, finish really quick. Against.
Hi, this is Ron Siegel, Ron Siegel Radio and Gold Star Mortgage right here in beautiful Southern California with your real estate tip of the day. The U.S. housing market continues the move into buy territory. According to the Baracha, Hardin, and Johnson Buy versus Rent, BH&J Index, the U.S. housing market has continued to move deeper into buy territory, supporting the belief that housing markets across the country remain a sound investment. The BH&J Index is a quarterly report that attempts to answer the question, in today's housing market, is it better to rent or buy a home? The index examines the entire U.S. housing market and then isolates 23 major cities for comparison. The researchers, I quote, measure the relationship between purchasing property and building wealth through a buildup in equity versus renting a comparable property and investing in a portfolio of stocks and bonds, unquote. While most of the metropolitan markets examined moved further into buy territory, 15 of the 23, markets like Dallas, Denver, and Houston are currently deep into rent territory. In these three markets, it's estimated that renting will top home ownership 7 out of 10 times. Due to a lack of inventory, the home prices in Dallas, Denver, and Houston areas have increased by 13%, 11.4%, and 7.3% respectively. Home prices in these areas will begin to return to more normal levels once residents realize that renting is not the best option, therefore bringing home affordability back as well. The bottom line, the majority of the country is strongly in buy territory. Buying a home makes sense socially and financially, as rents are predicted to increase substantially in the next year. Protect yourself and your family from rising rents by locking in your housing costs with a mortgage payment now. If you are out shopping for a new home, here's some tools for you. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564 to start a home search with no advertising. Text HBG to 79564 to get our free guide, Things to Consider When Buying a Home. And finally, to get pre-approved for a same-as-cash home approval, that's called our Fast Pass Approval, simply click the Apply Now button on our website, SiegelLendingTeam.com, to get started today. Again, Ron Siegel, Gold Star Mortgage, and Ron Siegel Radio, wishing you a great day right here in Southern California. Good morning. How are you? Good, thanks.
It's not ready.
Oh, good, good.
But I mean, last time I think you want to pay by car, and then I don't care. So I
don't know. Yeah, yeah. Okay, let me give you a card. You got the cash for today?
Yeah, you got the cash
okay.
Right now, so I don't know.
And I'll give you a card for last week, because I forgot to, I didn't bring extra cash today.
Sure.
Does your card, you have your card reader?
Yeah, let me bring it.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot all about that. What?
I need to call mom really quick.
Okay, hand me the camera so I can start that.
But she says she has all the data.
She what?
Mom needs all the data or something. I don't know the light that's in the internet.
What are you doing, buddy?
I'm trying to...
Oh, that is not me.
That's you. I'm on the bus. Music. Hello? I know, but I'm just... I'm going to... Okay, Mom. Okay, bye.
I can send you
a receipt. 949-478-2766.
All right. I'm there.
Excellent. Thank you.
Sir. See you next week?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What you say, Mitch?
Something like this. Cause she didn't have my letters in. Just really be careful, just what I do. I'll be on the bus today. I'm gonna get a Wi-Fi on the bus.
I'm sure they do not. This computer away?
I mean, I do have $10 for the Wi-Fi. You want $10?
No.